According to the last report issued in May 2012 by the Kansas Department of Social and Rehabilitation Services, 4,994 Kansans with developmental disabilities are on a waiting list for services, and some have been waiting for more than 8 years. They're waiting for services like residential and employment support, respite care, and personal assistance. People are placed on the list in the order they request, but limited funding has slowed the number of people coming off the list to under 100 a year, with around 300 being added in the same time period.
Here's a new toothbrush. Be sure to brush your teeth, okay?
On Wichita's west side, Angelina Vescara Linke gets her kids ready for school. Her son Oscar has been on the DD waiting list for 4 years.
Oscar has to have a high-protein breakfast because it helps with his attention and for him not to have sugar crashes, whatever, through the day.
Oscar and his older brother Aubrey both have high-functioning autism, but their paths so far have been very different. The Vescara Linkes moved to Kansas from Georgia 4 years ago, but Aubrey stayed behind with his grandfather to continue to receive state supports through high school. Oscar came with his mom and dad to Wichita and was plopped onto Kansas's waiting list before he had services through the state of Georgia.
And I was told it would be 4 to 6 years. And that really, really broke my heart and made me incredibly worried for him, because I just want him to have that chance to have the ability to be as independent and functional as his brother is now. And I see that opportunity might be slipping away.
Vescara Linke says social programs provided in Georgia allowed Aubrey to develop social and communication skills, make friends, and learn to be independent. By his senior year of high school, Aubrey had come so far he didn't need special education classes. Today, he is studying mechanical design drafting at Wichita Area Technical College. She says she wants a similar future for her younger son, Oscar.
I feel like that people don't really understand how crucial it is that he gets what he needs at the time that he needs it. That was there for Aubrey, and he's really blossomed into the person I think that he was put on this world to be.
Vescara Linke says she knows the support services are expensive, but not nearly as expensive as not having them. Without the proper interventions and supports at the proper time, she says Oscar could need government assistance until he dies. Expenses, of course, the main reason the developmental disability waiting list is so slow moving in Kansas. Tim Wood, manager of the End the Wait campaign, says money is still tight even as the country moves out of recession, mainly because of the tax cuts spearheaded by Governor Brownback and passed by the 2012 legislature.
So that puts things into a bind in terms of how we want to work with the state and getting folks moving off the waiting list. But one of the upside to that is that the governor implemented his CanCare program, which is a Medicaid managed care approach.
CanCare privatizes the state's Medicaid system and is projected to save Kansas $1 billion over the next 5 years. When the federal government approved Kansas's application to implement CanCare, they did so under a set number of special terms and conditions. According to Wood, one of those conditions could be the answer to the waiting list problem.
It basically says that the Medicaid agency for the state will designate a portion of the savings through CanCare's implementation to increase the number of slots for waiting list waivers, or waivers that have waiting lists. And this is what we believe is a piece of the puzzle to eliminate the developmental disabilities waiting list.
It's only a piece of the puzzle because legislative support is still needed to capture those savings and direct them to the waiting list, something that might not be so easy.
From all the conversations I've had individually with legislators, I've never once been told that they weren't interested in helping this particular population. But when the rubber meets the road, I've yet to hear anybody come up with some language or what have you to put into a bill.
The clause in the CanCare agreement, says Wood, is an opportunity served up on a silver platter. The state just needs to take action. Representative Brian Weber, a Dodge City Republican, is on the Social Services Budget Committee. He says they have been looking into new approaches and options for addressing the waiting list, and one option would be to create a fund to capture some of the CanCare savings.
You know, we have we have already and are developing methods and strategies to address the waiting list without this fund. I don't want there to be a misunderstanding that without this fund, there's not going to be any attention placed on the waiting lists.
Representative Weber says the waiting lists are an important issue, but it all has to be taken into the context of the budget situation they are facing this year. Tim Wood with the End the Wait campaign says if a fund isn't created, he fears the money will be lost to the general fund and never used to take people off the waiting list. Wood says the terms and conditions are clear. CanCare savings should go to people with developmental disabilities. What's not clear is how much and when, but Wood, the Viscara Linkies, and thousands of other Kansans are counting on legislators to figure that out. For KMUW News, I'm Brianna O'Higgins.